This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There is a plan on the table for immigration reform, which comes from a bipartisan group of senators. It would provide a pathway to citizenship for the millions of people in this country illegally. So what would citizenship mean for those people when it comes to pay and working conditions? Here's reporter Peter O'Dowd.
Mike Slavin is an analyst with the Morrison Institute at Arizona State University. He says if the state's estimated 190,000 illegal workers became citizens, their pay would go up by 8 to 11%.
They do better because they can compete for jobs that are available only to U.S. citizens. But more than that, becoming a citizen shows your commitment to America.
And Slavin says employers will invest in those committed workers.
Every state has people who fall into that category.
Still, citizenship may not be some magic tonic. The UCLA Labor Center's Victor Naro points to 1986, when a wave of 3 million people were granted amnesty. He says that law had something very important missing from it. It did not guard against wage theft and workplace discrimination.
We need to make sure that no matter what comes out of Congress, there has to be a commitment of resources to make sure that worker protection laws are going to be enforced.
Otherwise, Naro says wages will stay low. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.